the Rams.
Adelaide to bring it out from their own line. And met by some very willing Auckland defence. And pushed back a couple of metres. Gerard Walters just goes from dubbing half to pick up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 metres out from his own line.
As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time.
Hello, listeners and rugby league fans around Australia and abroad, wherever you're listening to the Rams League podcast. We welcome you. My name is Darren, and this week, and maybe next week, we've had to bench Simon. It's come down to that. We've had to bench Simon. But don't worry, we've brought in probably one of the best people in South Australia who knows about rugby league. Holding the ball, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. I'm glad to be here. Obviously, my, you know, 2024. Just looking forward to it. And I'm good, and I'm looking forward, sort of, to reviewing the game and the games that were, and the previewing in them as well. So thank you for having me on board.
Most welcome, holding the ball. Well, let's jump into it. We saw a great round two in the NRL. Let's get into the review. So go all the way back to Thursday night. What do you think of the games on Thursday night?
Yeah, so that the game was that was Broncos Rabbitohs 28-18.
Sit back and enjoy this one. Oh, solid Stand tackle up. First up, in. Reynolds. Kicks. The kick was a beauty. And Dean Mariner's got a try.
If we don't have a try, Adam, I've got contact back here on
the kick. Got his hand to the ball first. Brisbane open the scoring.
Oh, put this down, Adam Reynolds. A slight of hand and just a little pause right at the end just before he kicks this football.
Playing the ball 12 away from the line. Two tackles left in this set for Brisbane. Walsh! There he is! He beat everybody! I couldn't even call touch on Reece Walsh, and he scores under the post!
I talk about stars, there's an Olympic class one. And he just keeps doing it, Reece Walsh. Wow.
Reynolds, they're on the charge here. Staggs.
Go forward!
He's elusive here. Staggs kicks. But Mann might get to it. Mitchell kicked, he didn't dive on the ball. And Reynolds has got it.
Who is taking it?
Shades of Tagliabue for day last week. And here's a penalty, and we could see a sin bin. We will see a sin bin. Mann was in the tackle. Ilias. Havili. Throws a dummy. It'll be hard to stop. Reaches out and scores. There's the start the Rabbitohs wanted. Game on at Suncorp.
Just watch this nice little run here. Yeah, beautiful. Multiple defenders trying to pull him down. Patrick Carrigan was one.
Cook held up the pass beautifully. Slide of hand. Havili to Malale. And the Rabbitohs have gone back to back.
And just like that, bang, bang. Here come the Bunnies.
Walsh kicking now. That's a charge down. Tackle count will restart. Cobbo, though, he's away. Selwyn Cobbo can't get away from Mill. No, he does. He does. He stays alive. Then pops a pass. Man, remarkable from Cobbo.
No tackles.
Walsh. Lovely ball. Cobbo, the tip on. Arthurs. Oh, they slipped over. The passage to the try line opened up. And Jesse Arthur said, thank you very much. Brisbane back in front.
Yeah, well done to Brisbane.
Walsh. Lovely pass. Cobbo. Arthurs. Kicks back infield. And Walsh is there. Gets the bounce. He just knows how to find the football. Reece Walsh. Great speed, his second of the night. Brisbane extend their advantage. Still got to get the job done here. Last play, kick over the top, kick it, Chase. Oh, that's special. He is a talent, Dean Mariner. A terrific solo try to seal the two competition points for Brisbane.
Well done, Mariner. They've made a couple of nice plays, a couple of dints in the Broncos, like this here from Latrell Mitchell.
Mitchell gets into the backfield. Mitchell striding out, and he scores his 100th try in the NRL. Latrell Mitchell with the try, but a century, but 100 tries in his NRL career. Well done, Latrell Mitchell. Full time, Brisbane 28, have defeated the Rabbitohs 18.
Look, I think for me it was a typical game of the Broncos were always in front, right?
Yes.
And I think the Rabbitohs could really eclipse them and get close to what the Broncos were producing on the field there. They just always seem to be a bit behind. And, yeah, it's not necessarily troubling per se, but at the same time, it's a little bit worrying in that game. But, yeah, that's probably the best way to sum it up. Broncos too good.
Totally agree. Winning by 10 points there, Walters would be a very happy coach of his Broncos. And now the game on Friday night, it's the Sharks and the Bulldogs. And what a score that was, 25-6.
Friday night rugby league on Fox is underway. And the Bulldogs with Wilson on the catch. Farmacilli has lost it. Oh, the Bulldogs. He's been left lying strewn there on the turf.
There's shoulder contact from Britton in the previous set. It's forceful. So he goes on report and he goes to the bin.
Wow. So on the previous sets, Todd Smith in the bunker has obviously had a number of reviews before he was going to pass on the most affirmative advice that it's worthy of sin bin. Here is the contact. It is on. Oh, boy. Marnie looks upright, though. Gives it to Hutchison. Then Taff. Now Wilson takes them on. He's a good finisher. The Bulldogs have got the first.
And after they've had one pull back a little bit earlier to kick out, the Bulldogs open the scoring. What a try.
And Nicholas more or less cartwheeled over the top. Hines. Wilton, through, Trindall, in. Sharks have their first try. Teague Wilton has been menacing all night.
One of the most improved players in the game, Wilton. Runs a great gap. It's the footwork of Hines. Just puts him on the outside there of Hutchinson. Look at Trindall rev up. On your outside, and away he goes. Just like that, the Sharks hit back.
Good 10 minutes with Nicola in the sin bin. Again, we'll highlight that again at halftime, that incident. Kennedy, Telecom, brilliant hands. Molitalo kicks back in field. Here comes Wilton. Oh, no! Underneath was Marnie. Well, he's been a bit of a villain to the Cronulla fans. I think he'll be a hero to the Canterbury fans after that.
Did actually play three games at the Roosters. High ball. Kennedy coming at it, and good take. Kennedy! A touch of the David Peachy about it! Kennedy absolutely scintillating. Leap, catch, land, takeoff. Now the Sharks! Katoa of Militalo. The back three magnificent, and Mann's come up with a ball. Well, he is the man.
Yeah, what a steal that is. They were on fire there.
Cronulla with it. Brayley, Trindall. Rabian laid off load. Katoa is over. A flying Sione Katoa after the latest of offloads had sucked in two or three defenders.
Rudolph had a fair stint off the field. Brayley, Hines, Skip, right to the line. Wilton, flag. Oh, there's Benji, wasn't it? Then Talakai, it's taken on the toe. Ronaldo! Molitalo has done something extraordinary off the back of the extraordinary from Teague Wilton. What did Cronulla just produce there? It's a super try.
Oh, that's brilliant, isn't it?
Crindle, Kennedy, Kennedy, Talakai, Talakai, Militalo, Militalo dancing, Militalo offload. Oh, Cronulla, applaud that.
Well, they've been in a bit of a mood in the second half, haven't they, the Sharks? It's their third try. Coming in to make the extra man there in Kennedy. Militalo here with the money ball. That's great. Kept alive.
Katoa has got width. He's right out on the sideline if they want to kick right. Hines is hitting field goal. His strike. They're riding it. It's off the post again. It's off the post again. And he has kicked it. Full time, game one on your Friday night. The Cronulla Sharks up, up Cronulla. 25, Canterbury 6.
Yeah, it's not often you get the odd number there to end a rugby league game, but it does happen. This game here, I think, typically was the scoreboard probably flattered the Sharks a bit, in my opinion. Bulldogs were definitely in the wrestle, or just lapses of concentration and key moments, particularly in the second half. As you can see here as well, just quickly, in the first half, there's only one try apiece, right? And then the third half happened, and just discipline, ill-discipline errors, all that stuff there, unfortunately. But, yeah, look, Sharks winning, they came back and they were just a better team in the second half. As for the Bulldogs, unfortunately for them, defense still appears to be an issue, and with a team that shuffled around, I don't know what to make of it, but yeah, Sharks too good.
Yes, definitely. And you're right, it is unusual that we get an odd number, but as you said, it does happen. So, and there's the scoreboard just to prove it, 25-6, Sharks over the Bulldogs. And the Panthers got their are back in the winner's circle after going down the week before in round 1-0. So it's good to see that they were back in the...
The Mountain Men. We're underway out west. This is one of the game's great battles. And here comes James Fisher-Harris to get the ball rolling for Penrith. Lussick. And Joe Opangawe started for the second week in succession. Virginia Polor back to the bench, and a Burrow over try. That looked a little simple, to be honest. It's Joey Lussick.
It's just no awareness there. That you don't see that from the Penrith Panthers at all. That was too easy.
Tackle five again. Dummies, ducks back, tries to kick through, he finds a little opening, and there's the tie. They're off the mark, it's Edwards.
He dances around.
It's a lesson for all footballers. The Taruva catch was really important. Every temptation to reach out thinking I can score a try, but his priority was to catch the ball.
Play to Kenny. Yohan Cleary, and a pass over the top which finds Tungor, and he's up against Tuolangi. Well, the bigger man did a good job but couldn't ice the cake. So he goes again, Tungor, back to Edwards. They'll keep it alive at all costs. Leota pushes up, he's into the clear. Moses Leota! Cleary puts him over again. It's just like the grand final.
That was impressive. Watch the move on the pass. Catches and steps as he gets the ball. That did he play in the backs growing up, Gus? Was he a centre?
No, I don't think so.
Look at the size of him. So.
Yeah, but
the Metro Review panel gets hold of him. It goes to Brown. Puts Lane straight through. Lane through a massive hole and a try under the post, and Parramatta, totally against the run of play, will be level.
Out of nothing. Out of absolutely nothing. Looked like they've been caught on tackle five.
Very, plays very direct. Out to Yo. Now to Edwards. Great hands. Martin. Tunnel. Tunnel drawing pass. Taruva fell over. Gets up. Goes again. Puts it down. Another one to Taruva.
Well, there's plenty of ways to beat a man. You can step inside, step outside.
A chance for the Eels to lead at the break here. A short pass to Jermaine Hopgood, and they will go in front.
Plenty of support out wide. Mitchell Moses plays short. It's Dylan Brown plays short. And Hopgood gets in. Goes through them, not around them.
26 on the Parramatta line. Three tries each. No points after half-time. It's big. Oh! It's the
hurt himself.
It might end up the tackle of the decade. Oh. He's been ironed out nonetheless. Tuilagi with a massive, massive shot. Cleary now. They're a man down in the line. And Luai trying to identify an opening. Got it back. Yaru with the kick out to Taruva. Taruva with the catch and the put down. Isaiah Yaru with a pinpoint cross kick. He's celebrating like they won a fourth grand final.
Well, this is hard now. They're still getting back, Parramatta. The Panthers have it alive. They've got 1,000 numbers over here. Edwards through the hands, catch and pass. He doesn't need to. Tunnel over, try.
Nice pass from Dylan Edwards. Haven't seen him pass too often in his career. Catches the ball and just fires it. Hits the mark. 20-metre spiral. It's a part of his game. We don't really see much of Dylan Edwards passing. It's all support and effort.
And the Panthers receive a standing ovation from their adoring fans. Win one of 2024. Their fourth premiership defence is underway.
Winner's circle?
Yeah, it definitely was. And winning over arch rivals, if you will, in the Eels, right? They call it the clash out west. And the Panthers again. I think the Panthers are like a puzzle, and they're sort of, you know, sorting the processes, the bits out. As for the Eels, I think for them it was just too much pressure, I think, ultimately. And I think there's a lot of psychology behind that game for the Eels. And it's the reason why I don't think they could actually really match it with the Panthers in the long run in the game. But yeah, ultimately, again, Panthers just too good, too strong. And if you ever were doubting them, they reminded us why they're still in the hunt there for their fourth premiership in a row.
Definitely. Just on the Panthers, of course, they were the premiers back in 2023. Do you think this is the start of 2024 for them? They're defending their premiership, or is it still a bit early to tell?
Well, look at it like this. Well, we wouldn't be the only people to be having these conversations since day one in 2021, right? So I'm sure the same questions were asked in 2021, 22, 23, and here we are in 24 asking the same question. All I'm going to say is just don't count them out, because, yeah, don't be surprised. That's all I'm going to say. I'll say no more.
Right, there you go. Okay, and the Raiders over Raiders versus the West Tigers up there in Canberra, and Raiders getting over the Tigers.
Canberra 1-1. Tigers season starts now. Super Saturday on Fox League. And a trap rather riskily done by Albert Hopewadi. And again, Rapoa was that touched. There'll be another penalty.
Can't just reach out and slap the ball down.
To see what Canberra do here. And they take the two. So underway in Canberra, the point scoring. Spreading the work around. Here they are. Sharp down short side, Strange away. And then standing at the tackle press for Savage. Oh, the Raiders are off. The Raiders have pressed the lime green button, which is lime green for go.
Down this left-hand side, Levi out. Strange, who again have the hand in this. Terrific last week. Only a handful of games for him. Three. And Savage comes, finds Levi back on the inside. Some real worrying signs.
Trying to fashion a pass. Levi, left side. Strange. Step. Brilliant. Strange. Over. Try for Canberra. How good is this, Ken?
But Ethan Strange. I liked his defence when I saw him in the trials. This time, he backs himself to run. Gee, they've got some potent, strong players close to the line. And Strange gets over the stripe.
Will it be Galvin who takes over here? It will be. The young fella running up to the line. Inside to Buller. Buller's pass superb. Great try, Tigers. Sam Fadu has a try in first grade.
And three are the youngest on the field. This is nice. Nice little moment here.
Well, he knew exactly what to do, too. He saw the Raiders just backing off. Buller with a beautiful pass back on the inside for Harvey Norman. That's a replay. What a try. The Tigers hit back. They had plenty of time.
Low down from the 5-8. Strange. Quick play the ball. Carousel for the Tigers. I don't know. He's claiming it. The ball rolled loose. The Tigers. Bang, bang, and they're back.
Well, the Tigers, they look absolutely gone moments ago. They've come up with two quick tries blocked.
Canberra with Fogarty, then for Hosking. Hosking off loads. Canberra, try number five of the match. It's another pearl.
Isolated defenders beautifully. Hosking just got on the outside. Fa'atape come up. Too far past the ball. And Hosking. And short time. No!
Stop it.
The Tigers' defence has been absolutely embarrassed. The lights may have been on, but I'm telling you, there was no one home.
Just turned it over, and then the double turnover. Canberra with four tries next to their name for the day. Now we've got the leg ball.
This is amazing. A shot at goal from 18 metres out. Six of the Tigers are having a drink. Like, they're back having a drink. The thing's inside the dead ball zone. They're taking a shot at goal. Fogarty, I wish he had hit the upright. They can kick all the way for Savage on the wing. Fogarty's ball. It'll come down closer to the post. Pleader. Taken Hosking. He's the boy of the year. He can do it all. You've got a Meninga statue. You've got a Daly statue. It's only in the planned stage in drawings, but Hosking... the Raiders fans had a case. Now through the centre, Galvin is with it. The kid is on the run. He'll back himself. Galvin, roped in by Hopewadi. Manages to stay above the sideline.
Yeah, he did well to stay infield. Here they come, the Tigers.
32-12, 9.5 to go. Buller, need to shift quickly. Corrissell, Papali'i, got around one. Floats it over the top. Now for the corner. Ethan Strange tackles Ed Mustard with a verbal spray. It's a penalty anyway. They're saying high tackle.
Yeah, I just hit same five, well, five try scorer score consecutive weeks penalty in front. Do they want to be ruthless or do they want to just go two?
Stefano, go.
Oh, now to the sin bin.
Go.
Well, the Tigers' afternoon just got worse.
You must have backchatted here.
He still wants them to look at the replay. Well done, Canberra. Great start to Super Saturday. The Raiders defeating the West Tigers by 32 points to 12.
Yeah, it was a bit of a merciless performance, I think, from the Raiders. Now, granted, a few errors, I think, throughout the game for the Raiders, but, I mean, again, just clinical. You know, the Raiders have been hot to trot, and they reminded even the West Tigers team, obviously with Benji Marshall coming in, that they don't really care. They don't care. They're here, they mean business, and they were strong from their forwards to their backs. Just too, what's the word? Just too advanced, I think. And I shouldn't be using that word. I shouldn't be using it, but I am. Sorry, yeah. The Tigers fans, but just too advanced for them. That's just the reality there. Too good, too strong.
Right. And the later game, the Cowboys up against the Knights. And this is probably one of the closest games that we had in round two. Cowboys getting over the Knights by a single point.
It's the Cowboys and the Knights. It's Super Saturday here on Fox League, and it's the Cowboys to receive as they bring it back here. Haven't lost to Newcastle in this part of the world for a decade. Trainers on the field. Oh, Elliott straight down the middle. Elliott goes all the way. And finally, the Cowboys yield. Adam Elliott has scored. And Newcastle finally on the board.
Well, that's what he offers, the middle for Newcastle. A bit of speed, bit of footwork, Adam Elliott. And he ran straight at Scott Drinkwater, who'd come up in the line around the ruck. He identified the fullback and took him on.
Now Griffin Mead straight down the middle, but his men overran him. Both passes there look a little dicey, but we continue. Townsend plays it last. Dearden, plenty of defenders out there. Holmes kick comes away to Dearden. Dearden's going to go for it. Dearden's going to score. Dearden poaches another try, but it's going up as no try.
We can see from this angle that Tom Dearden is in front of the kicker, and then he takes possession. Decision made.
So Cogger for Hetherington. And there's an offload from Hetherington. And now Cogger almost grinds his way over.
Take your step back, Jack.
Hetherington's offloading is hurting the Cowboys. There's the short pass, and Elliott's got two. Adam Elliott has got two tries. And it's a pass from a big forward. Bit of energy about this opening set from the Cowboys to this second half. Can they get the finish? Townsend putting it up, and Marju loses it. Here they come, the Cowboys. Somehow Felt has manufactured a a pass that nobody saw except Chad Townsend, and just like that, the Cowboys are back in the game.
He had three Knights around him and somehow just slipped the ball underneath all of them. Marju spills it. There's Felt. He's got three players on him. Very quickly out to Chad Townsend. You spoke about their set. Well, it got them in a position to put up an attacking kick, Dan, and you'd hope there would have been a response after halftime, after a very poor opening 40 minutes. But what a start to the second half for the Cowboys.
Robson, extravagant, little head fake. And that's got Drinkwater to a tee. And Kyle Felt becomes the Cowboys' greatest try scorer. He had one denied last week. They won't deny this. And the Cowboys have scored two tries in 5 minutes. This game has changed completely. Last play, it's Elliott. He scored two. He puts in a kick. It's play on. Now the kick from Hastings. It's a try to Marju. Great creativity from the Knights, and Hastings on what would have been tackle one rolls in the kick, and Marju gets the try. Where it's sent on from McIntyre to Dearden, Dearden away, Finifuiaki. Can't get it done. Gamble around the ankles. Gagai up top. But here comes the crash play. Dearden. Oh, he might have got that down. Tommy Dearden thinks he scored. Deadly near the try line. Tom Dearden gets the Cowboys within one score yet again. Two tackles, 15 metres. The kick from Townsend. Nene! Jeremiah Nene has scored what will be surely the winning try. It's 20 points all, and the game very much alive.
This is it.
It's Val Holmes. Cartwright does well. Holmes evades, gets a fair piece of it. Holmes just wide, and we are going to Golden Point.
They're going to go one more as they cross the 30. Dearden, he's away. Dearden, oh, the ankle tap. But now they're close. Holmes is deep. But it comes to Townsend. He shoots.
He got it. Cowboys win. Cowboys win in Golden Point. They did not take the lead until the 82nd minute. But they have somehow won this contest. Townsend, his 19th field goal. And it gives the Cowboys the two competition points. This is a big win for North Queensland.
Yeah. Another game as well that ended in an odd number.
Yes.
As well. This is what you call a bit of an arm wrestling match. Now, I think for the Cowboys, they're happy they won, but sometimes you can walk away but win feeling like you lost. I think they went away from their general game plan, that defense, that gritty defense, and also a lot of handling errors from both teams too, surprisingly. What was supposed to be, I think, in my opinion anyway, a smooth sailing go there for the Cowboys ended up being a very rough go there at it. And again, compliments to the Knights too. I thought they were really good. They probably should have won the game in my opinion there. But they didn't. But hats off to the Cowboys for even in a struggling game still getting the job done. And I think that's important as well to walk away with victories just like that.
For sure. Absolutely. And the Storm up against your team, the Warriors.
Last play for Melbourne. Comes back to Hughes. He'll kick out towards Warbrick. A chance to fly. Catch. And score for Melbourne. They go flat to Johnson out the back. Tuapiki, they've undone them as simply as that. The decoys dragged in defenders, and there was the open pastures on the right edge for Tenny Zalesniak.
Where he is so effective carrying the footy. Pappenhausen now a much smaller body but gets the offload. Hughes threatening again.
He's away. He's got Meany with him, the speedster. It's a race now, trying to get to him. Rocket Roger. He couldn't stop him. Nick Meany runs away to score for Melbourne. Around the legs, he was in midair, and Jerome Hughes said, "Sir," and he got the penalty he was looking for.
Armenia kicking them well. Makes it an 8-point lead here. Not quite midway through the opening half. Three plays gone from just 10 metres out. Hughes goes through Liero. Pairs it back on the inside. Pappenhausen. What a ball from Chan. Flying through. Lussick for Harris. Here's Johnson. Comes to Berry. What hands. A race for the corner. Watani Zalesniak. He dives in for his second try tonight. Playing for the Warriors as Lussick comes across to Johnson, who'll kick towards Warbrick. To Avasashek. Ends up with the ball. Play on. Ford trying to spin his way to the line. He's gone very, very close.
And back-to-back tries now for the Warriors in the second half.
Lussick brings Barnett onto it. Run a long way to dummy half. Did Lussick. The ball put down, though, by Barnett. Pappenhausen has it. Melbourne to work it away. And instead, it's going to be a Warriors penalty. Melbourne battling for field position. The Warriors have had all the ball and all the points off the back of it. G. Johnson to kick again. Berry back on the field. We're going to put pressure here on Coates, who makes a mistake. It comes to Rocco Berry. He runs towards the line. The referee went down. He got in Hughes's way. It might have been a good thing they didn't score. Metcalf over the top. Montoya for the corner. Marcelo Montoya gives the Warriors the lead.
He's having a great second half here. Rocco Berry is in error now.
And rightly so, a penalty against Harry Grant for trying to milk it by purposely throwing it into Jackson Ford. Remember, this rule was changed a couple of seasons ago.
As Metcalf throws another one between the sticks.
Andrew Webster can't sit down. And now Pappenhausen loses it. The ball ripped away. Pappenhausen might be penalised here. He will be.
Other than that, they just haven't cooled down the Warriors in at all to attack. And it's been, he is having a great time tonight, the big fella.
Grant for Pezzett. Comes to Hughes. Pappenhausen back on the inside. Got a lovely ball from Katoa. A Melbourne Storm special. If many can kick it, at worst, you'd imagine in regulation time they'll get a chance at a 2-point field goal from outside the 40. If they can come up with enough meters, Meany bends it back. It's a 2-point game with 2 minutes on the clock. Hughes, Pezzett, Pappenhausen, Rima Smith, he goes to Coates! Maybe a Coates! Can you believe it? Coates!
My gosh!
He leaps across! He jumped like a rainbow and came up with a pot of gold for Melbourne! Unbelievable! It's cruel for the Warriors, but how composed were the Melbourne Storm stars when they had to stand up?
I'm my condolences and to you. I tipped the Warriors over the Storm, but wasn't to be, I'm afraid.
Yeah. I'm probably going to change up my tune just a little bit for this game here. Look, what can I say? The Storm proving and showing why we should never count them out. We have the Panthers, we got the Broncos, but I think we also forget the Storm in recent years, especially. What can I say? The Warriors did everything you wanted a team to do, except win it in the dying second. The Storm coming away with a very spectacular, sensational try there to Xavier Coates, who ironically probably was head one of the more quieter games. But at the end of the day, we all know in rugby league, it's not what happens, during. It's actually what happens after. In the 80 minutes, they won. They got the chocolates there. And I was left there with a handkerchief and some tears welling down. So that's just the way it happened to me.
Definitely. Oh. Okay. And on the other hand, I was very happy. My Manly Sea Eagles getting over the Roosters.
Underway and a sold out. Four Pines Park in Brookvale on a Sunday afternoon. And Alloy A brings it back for Manly. Brooks to hang it up. Tommy's got plenty of time to get there. The two fullbacks head to head. Awkward fall for Tedesco. Broker tidies up. And it's a try for Manly.
Down, mate.
underrated player, Lachlan Croker, but look at this. Tedesco may have picked up a head knock here too. When he gets down, watch his head hit the ground. And then Lachlan Croker, he's an underrated player.
And great. Nothing untoward with the way that Tommy goes about it, is there?
No, he's just competing for the ball.
May moving it on to Keary. Runners in motion. Oh, lovely catch and pass to Tedesco. Tupo around one, and it's oh so easy, the reply. What a start to the season for James Tedesco.
Way too easy.
Yeah, well, maybe both sides are going left all day. Jackson Paulo had a season with the Roosters. Absorbing footing midway through the first half. There's a look at Lindsay Collins at short leg. And now the turnover of possession to Barlaw. Looking for support. Now finds the teammates. Brooks. Trebojevic. Shankola on the wing. Scores Manly second. The reshuffle has come up trumps here. Great counter-attack there from Manly. And an error from the Roosters has really hurt them.
Jackson Barlaw. He maybe have to go to pass school. One arm pass went on the ground. And then once Cola, once he got some space, no one's going to run him down.
Legs tackle from Paseka. Back to Keary now. Tupa Nua. Oh, set play for Tedesco. Brilliant by the Roosters. Similar to that Pappenhausen try last night.
And watch the reaction of Tupa Nua after it. He loves this play here. Watch Tupa Nua.
That takes a lot of practice and it's timing. Brown goes to Brooks. Ben Trebojevic. Set restart doesn't really matter. But now the penalty does. They'll take the two. Oh, wow. Reuben Garrick. Deliberate approach. Slots it. And Manly lead at halftime. Now Jake Trebojevic. Wins the decoy. Brooks catch and pass. Slick work by Manly. And back against the grain on debut. Tommy Talau has his try for Manly.
Watch Luke Brooks here. Catch and pass. Dominic Young just a little bit step back.
Garrick helping out at dummy half. Brown keeps it moving for Brooks. Here's Tommy Turbo. Oh, intercepted, tipped, and it works out. Turning point. Give it to Dom Young. Tedesco knows he's got speed. Here comes Garrick in cover against Dom Young on debut for the Roosters. He's through. He's over. And it's game on again. Tommy waits and now goes that way to lend a hand here. Oh, good defence. Breaking from the scrum in a hurry, Victor Ratley. But Jerry Evans shook him off. And they'll get the penalty for that early break.
That's confidence.
18 minutes to go. They do lead by six. Looking at centre field for now.
Jerry Evans said one more.
Yep, he's right behind Croker here. Does Jerry Evans go for one? He does. Field goal number 27 of his career to give them a 7-point lead. Full time here at Four Pines Park. It's Manly 21, the Roosters 14.
I came out very happy.
Yeah, I really think for this game, it was a very fast-paced game, and it was a beautiful crowd as well. Love seeing a good full, Four Pines Park there, especially with the Eagle fans. Again, another good clash here between the two bird teams, if you will. But I think Trebojevic just makes a difference, in my opinion.
Oh,
especially
yes.
Him and a surprising player as well, Luke Brooks. My goodness, he looks rejuvenated, fresh, ready to rumble. And I'm actually loving what I'm seeing from him, particularly when we all know his history there. With the Tigers. But again, for the Roosters, I just think for them, they failed to sort of click. Now, granted, some good tries, particularly Dominic Young's second try.
Yes.
Very spectacular, but at the end of the day, we can see here that the Seagulls are building, and they're definitely looking like they're shaping up well, and I'm sure they'll use this game here as a good momentum boost heading into this week.
Well, I hope so, because I'd like to see them go 3-3, because at the moment they're 2-2, so fingers crossed they can do it again this week. And the final game of round two was the Dolphins over the Dragons, and...
So game eight for the weekend underway. Dragons first possession. And it will be Molo with the first carry. One of the few plays the Dragons haven't made ground in the opening 5.5 minutes. Kick out towards Bostock. In front of Lomax. Big and tall. Then passes. Here goes the hammer. Drought is over. No one is going to catch the hammer. Last year, made a habit of long-range tries. Sloan, quick play the ball. Marshall King, was he onside the marker? Nikarima looking for Asako. He's a leaper. That's on his tax return, a professional leaper.
Back-to-back tries. It's a different Dolphin side. Flegger, I mentioned him a little bit earlier, hasn't been put on the ground yet. What about that take? Asako.
Huddle-Pickle inside the 40. Has he got the angle? And Hud has absolutely got it right. Benny Hunt's, what a kick. Marshall King. Oh, straight over. Mark Nichols, the goat has scored.
Nothing too complicated here. I think you'll find that Seward just got in front of his man. Look at that, tried to make the tackle, threw out the arm, and what a try. Now the pressure's on the Dragons.
Marshall King, Katoa, right to the line, spin, Amarillo has a try. His first match is a Dolphin.
Oh, nice soft hands. He's got to be a player, this young fella, right on Hunt, who misses the tackle, but it is Katoa that goes to the line.
Harvey
nice
Norman.
And soft. Look at
Harvey
that.
Norman Bang. Replay shows up. A lovely piece of play by your seven, Katoa. And just be there, Jake. Just be there. I'll put it on your chest. Is that Rulo away? Bostock now. Here comes the hammer on the inside. He kicked early. Tabuai Fido's got the speed on the bird and scored a try. What about the highlights package at a round two? Hammer puts his name on the score sheet for the second time. Too quick. The Dolphins are having a party. Knockbacks there. Rapid fire. Tabuai Fido. Do you sense a hammer hat trick? Look. He has two tries to date. I think the crowd would like that. Marshall King. Marshall King is over as well.
He looked on the outside. And that allowed, there, look at that. He's looking straight at Flegler. Good play there from Marshall King.
Dolphins. This crowd is going nuts. Hammerso, here he goes. Looking for three. He's got the hat trick.
Stop it.
Hammer, hammer, hammer. 1, 2, 3.
Some sort of try. I'll be wearing the darker jumpers every week after this performance.
First career hat trick.
Really?
Hammerso, Tabuai Fido.
Oh,
talk about that.
That's shot.
As that got him high. Molo on Wallace has been pinged by the referee. Nicola went to the bin Friday night. Now they finish with 12 men. They want their team to be ruthless. Flanagan to Eisenhuth. Crossfield he goes. Aitken is there. Offload for Sloan. Could be a problem. Yes, there's a problem. Sloan now loses it. No problems for the Dolphins. Last line of defence, full time. And an end of the round, Dolphins 38, the Dragons 0.
It's like the Dragons were following the Panthers scoreline from round one.
Yeah. Well, look, this game here I think was a reality check for the Dragons. It was a big slap in the face there, just to remind them after the win against the Titans that things aren't always as smooth as they are in round one. That's why I never say really, that's why I really have that thought process of round one game. It's good to win, but at the same time, if you lose, it's not always over, right? It's not over yet. And the Dolphins were just too clinical again. The Hammer, three tries. He was just sensational. And I really think the spine as well was good. They dropped Sean O'Sullivan for this game as well. And it unfortunately showed to be the big move, the good move there for the Dolphins. As for the Dragons, yeah, there was no answers. They were sloppy. They were slow. It was just, the only thing they had really to their name was a sin bin, right? So that's it really. So that's probably the best way to sum it up. But Dolphins, what a good response from round one.
Definitely. And of course, the Titans had the bye. So we can't really talk about them. Well, what we might do is we'll go to a short break and we'll come back and we'll look at this coming round three games. You're listening to the Rampage League podcast.
Hi, I'm an indie brewer. In a changing world, Australian-owned independent breweries are facing many challenges. But you can make a difference. When considering your next beer purchase, look for the independent seal online, in-store, or at your local pub. Support a local, family-owned business that is the heart of your community. Feel the satisfaction of helping a fellow Aussie while enjoying a super flavoursome beer crafted with love. Your choice today safeguards tradition and ensures you continue to have a choice for your beer offering. Help us save the small beer industry by always asking for indie beer. Look for the independent seal. Cheers.
Looking to become a presenter on the Rampage League podcast? Do you have a rugby league perspective you'd like to share with your voice with the rugby league community? How about becoming a Rampage League podcast presenter? Give it some thought. This might just be the outlet you have been looking for. For more information, email admin@osportsandline.com.
And we're back on the Rampage League podcast. My name's Darren and I'm joined by Holding the Ball. We've benched Simon for this week, but he'll be back when he's has got a work commitment. So, Simon, if you're listening, we hope everything's okay and work's going well for you. Now, this weekend's games, of course, it's round three in the NRL, and it kicks off tomorrow, of course, Thursday, with Panthers and Broncos. This, I would say, would have to be a really good game.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the grand final rematch. It's just going to be a really tough game. Now, granted, though, there have been some key out for both teams, but this game here should be a very physical contest, out wide, in the middle, everywhere. I think us as fans, we're definitely going to be enjoying this one here, for sure.
Oh, definitely. What's your pick? Which team?
Both teams have some key outs, right? Payne Haas for Broncos announced today he won't be playing.
Yep.
And James Fitzgerald-Harris for the Panthers. I am going to stick with the home team here, the Panthers. Again, if they mean business, they've just got to win this game. As for the Broncos, can they afford to go 1-2 for the season? No, but it's just the way it's looking at the moment, possibly for them, but I want to stick with the Panthers here.
Of course, sounds good. And of course, this is the grand final replay, the two teams from 2023 grand final, and I think I'll stick with you. I'll go the Panthers, I think, for this one. Okay, and this one I'm looking forward to seeing, the Warriors and the Raiders over in New Zealand.
Yeah, so this game here is not in Auckland this time around. It's actually over in Apollo Project Stadium in Christchurch. Side note, there's a lot of talk as well surrounding New Zealand and a second NRL team. And by all indications, it looks like Christchurch will be the host base of this next team. But anyway, I digress. So Warriors against Raiders. Warriors just have to win. There's no other way to say it. Simply, mathematically, they just have to win. Raiders too will be very desperate because they're also first place at the moment. And they've actually gone 2-0, so they're looking very, very hot. It's just really ironic, though, that both teams here clash and either Warriors go 0-3 or Raiders go 3-0. So something's going to happen. In saying that, though, I need to tip the Warriors here. I want to tip the Wars. I do believe that being at home that desperate, surely they're going to win this. So I'm tipping the Wars.
Definitely. I'm not sure. I would like to say the Raiders, but I think you're right. I'll go Warriors, and I hope the Warriors can do it. The Friday night game, it's Roosters up against the Rabbitohs.
Yes, it is the rivalry of all rivalries in the NRL. It's the longest serving one as well. Yeah, the Rabbitohs do get Jack Wyden back, so that's a positive for them. As for the Roosters, Luke Keary's not playing. So how does that sort of look on the field there? In saying that, though, nonetheless, you know, Angus Crichton as well as Billy Smith, Connor Watson do make their way back. Do they get selected? I'm not too sure on game day. But I really think the Roosters will win this game. I think they're just too sharp and clinical. I think the Rabbitohs are going through a hard time at the moment, and I don't think this is going to be a pretty year for the Rabbitohs fans. Apologies there to you guys, but I don't see them winning at all in this game.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to do a difference. I'm going to say the Rabbits will pull something out of the hat. I'll go Rabbitohs, but I'm not sure, but that's just who I'll go for. The Saturday early game is the Bulldogs up against the Titans.
Yeah, well, this game here, I think has severe implications for either team. It's a very strong word to use, but I reckon the loser of this game here is going to be in the bottom six in the ladder, honestly. I really think Bulldogs are at home. again, they've had some very tough losses, 13-plus. Titans, obviously, they lost to the Dragons, had a bye, so they come back refreshed. But I really think the Bulldogs here, they're on the ropes. They're absolutely cornered. They need to start throwing some punches there. They really do. And with their team selections as well, both teams coming with some strong squad. Yeah, it really is it's a tough game to pick, but for me, I'm going to go with the Bulldogs here to win this game.
Okay. Yeah, looking at their list, and yep, I'll go the Bulldogs. Yeah, the Saturday early evening game is the Dragons up against the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, look, we touched on the Cowboys just previously, but, you know, they're 2-0 against the Dragons team that got an absolute reality check against the Dolphins. Now, the question is, how desperate are the Dragons? I think that's what we're looking at here. Are they going to defend their turf or not? I look at players like Ben Hunt, right? I look at players like Tyler Sloan, Zach Lomax, for example. Yep. As for the Cowboys, they've virtually got an unchanged team. That's a very good hot-to-trot type of team as well. But at home, despite the fact that I know a lot of people will be tipping the Cowboys, I'm going to be going for the Dragons in this game here. I surely they're going to be that desperate they win. Watch for Ben Hunt to pull something out here. That's what I'm saying, Dragons for me.
Okay. Yeah, I think Dragons are going to be just too strong for the Cowboys. And the late game on Saturday is the West Tigers up against the Sharks.
Yeah. How do you sort of go about this game here? Sharks, very good, very strong. West Tigers, well, unfortunately, you just almost get this gut feeling they're going to lose, right? I don't think I need to explain anymore.
No,
really,
no.
I'd love to see him pull an upset, but it's just not going to happen. Sorry, they're Tigers fans. You devout, passionate, loyal bunch, but it ain't going to happen. Sharks for me.
Yeah, Sharks here, so yes. Yep. So you think even with Benji being their new coach, nothing's really changed and they're going to keep going as they have been?
Look, I think things will change, but I think with Benji, he's installing a different type of philosophy and game plan and structure that is probably not going to be magically solved in 1 year. I don't, how do I say this? I know Tigers fans hate this, but they're just going to have to go through the rebuild process again with a new coach, a new style of play, philosophy, team around him. So yeah, I think Benji has the goods, but I just don't think it's going to happen overnight, which is a wait. It's unfortunately another wait and see process, but hopefully this time it pays dividends for the West Tigers.
Right. Well, fingers crossed it does. Okay, the early game on Sunday is the Eels up against my mighty Manly Sea Eagles, who are 2-2.
Yeah, this is going to be a very physical game. We've seen the list there of different games, but I think this one here, you know, for example, I'll give you an example. You've got the likes of Haumole Olokawatu, right? And he's going to be up against, you know, you've got the likes of Sean Lane, Bryce Cartwright, Ben Trbojevic, Jake Trbojevic, Jermaine Hopgood, Paolo Aloyai, Barseka, Campbell Gillard. There's just a plethora of really big blokes in both teams there. Look, obviously the Sea Eagles, again, like the Cowboys, hot to trot, very good. The Eels, my question is, how will they go after that loss against the Panthers? It's going to be tough for me. I don't want to do this. I apologize to you there, my co-host. But I'm going to go to the Eels here at home. I've got to back them. Surely they rebound. But in saying that, though, the Eagles do look very, very good.
They do, yes. Well, I've got to go with my heart. I'm going to go Sea Eagles. But if the Eels do it, then good on them. If they are going to do it, then they deserved it. So, but I'll go Sea Eagles. And the late game on Sunday is the Knights and Storm.
Yeah, look, similar to, or anyway, in my opinion, similar to the Rabbitohs, I feel like the Knights, something's going to happen there, not in a good way, and I'm not sure if the axe is going to start swinging, but if they don't start accumulating wins after the eventful or, you know, good positive season of last year, oh, goodness, I'm not sure where the coach will be. They're bursting again. Storm team looking invincible at this moment. I don't think the Knights will have enough in the tank there, in my opinion. I don't see it happening. Now, granted, they've got some really good players, both sides, all virtually unchanged, the same. Yeah, it's tough there for the Knights. So, apologies, but I don't see them winning. I think they're going to go 0-3 to start the season. Storm for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Storm here too. And the Dolphins, of course, have the bye. So that's the preview for round three of the NRL. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
What does Beers and the Rampage League podcast have in common?
Glad you asked. To launch the second season of the Rampage League podcast, the crew at Ozports Radio are launching the second season of the Rampage League podcast at the Brew Boys Brewery on Tuesday, the 26th of March from 6 p.m. Your favourite presenters, along with live entertainment and our favourite rugby league quiz, will be making a return with a $50 voucher from the Brew Boys Brewery. Rugby news, results, both NRL and South Australian rugby with special guests. 151 Regency Road, Croydon Park. Strictly an over 18 event.
And we're back on the Rampage League podcast. You're with Darren and holding the ball tonight. And we're going to be talking about our discussion topic for tonight's episode is the second bid coming out of New Zealand. What can you tell us about that, holding the ball?
So first things first, you know, it's great. I think it's a good thing to hear about expansion. Obviously, you know, Darren and I, being from South Australia, we're obviously hoping one day that the Rams get elected, re-elected again. But in saying that, for the time being, it is a New Zealand team. We're happy about it. Good. But in saying it, though, just to clear things first. So long story short, there's actually two bids, okay? These two bids. It's actually not one bid. It's actually two bids, two opposing parties. Who want the same goal, rugby league and drama, need I say anymore. Long story short, one bid is the South Island Kia bid, which I'm sure you're aware of, Darren, is that correct?
Yes, that is. Yep, that's the one I'm aware of.
Yep. So that's the bid that made the mainstream news, if you will. And the that was the second bid. The initial bid is called the South Island bid. That's spearheaded by Tony Kidd, and I believe he had some things to do with the Bulldogs. Whereas the second bid is spearheaded by David Moffat, who was also a former NRL chairman. Is that correct?
I think you might be right there, yes.
Yeah, so basically the position that Charlie Abdo is, Andrew Abdo, apologies, Andrew Abdo is now, that's what Charlie Moffat, that's what David Moffat used to be. But so there's a bit of a clash, but that's probably just the nuts and bolts of it. But the other stuff of it is basically a team being located in Christchurch, so that's the South Island. South Island does have they do have rugby league there. It's called the CRL, which is the Canterbury Rugby League. The name of the province there is Christchurch. It's actually a really good idea, in my opinion. However, in saying that, Darren, I'm not sure if you've even thought about it, but if it does happen, what do you think will happen to the Warriors, my beloved team? What do you think is the first thing that will happen if the New Zealand team does get officially announced?
Well, I would hope there'd be more competition. It would be... No, I'm not really sure.
Right. Yep. No, so I agree. It definitely will be, but what happens is if the NRL was to come out and say that the team has been officially announced, what happens is that the Warriors will actually be called no longer the New Zealand Warriors.
No, yes, of course. Yes.
That's what happens. Because it will be nonsensical to have the New Zealand Warriors when you have a team there in Christchurch, for example, the Christchurch Hawks or whatever it is. That's what I think they should be called. But anyway, nonetheless... So the Warriors name would no longer be New Zealand. They might revert to Auckland Warriors, Northland Warriors, who knows, maybe some other name, but that's first things first. In saying that, though, I think it's also a positive for the NRL as a whole. But with that being said, the only negative, though, is that it only affects the Warriors, this team here. Do you disagree? Do you agree with what I'm saying?
I agree, yes. Yep.
I guess if I could just ask you, Darren, what would some negative be if this new team was to be announced?
I guess probably funding would be a big one, because having one NRL team in a country, in this instance, you have no, the money that you get, you wouldn't have to share, or you would get all the money that you ask for, whether it's from the government or sponsors. But having another team, sponsors in the government are going to kind of have to think about which team do I sponsor, or where is the funding going to be best used, or where am I going to get my buck for my dollar, or fans, and just trying to keep your fan base.
Yeah, I agree. And if I can even just add to that, some of the negative implications is, for example, the Warriors, especially post-COVID, they've built a very good pathways, right? Warriors pathways for juniors to actually, you know, play and hopefully get a taste of the NRL via the Warriors. But in saying that, though, Darren, and to all the listeners out there, once this other team comes, guess what? It means that people, young players growing up in Auckland, now actually have a chance of going to Christchurch and actually going through their pathways, right? So there's going to be that tug of war for players.
Yeah, so it's holding, right? Holding on to your juniors and death. Right. Yeah.
So these beauty in that, because it builds competition, as you touched on earlier, but at the same time as well, it also builds something else. And I think that's the main reason why PVL is so behind it. Money, rivalry, right?
Yes.
North versus South Island. That's all you need. That's the tagline you need. South Island versus North Island rivalry. There you go. But there's a whole heap of implications that ain't going to be so good for the Warriors. But in saying that, yeah, look, it's a good thing. I reckon, in my opinion, Darren, just yep. between you and I, and listen, yep. I think the next team will be in by either 2030 or 2031. Yeah, that's what I think. Sooner than we think.
Definitely. Do you think if the bid is successful and New Zealand gets two teams, do you think the NRL and the Rugby League authorities in New Zealand would kind of think about having a state of origin type system or event, just like what we have between Queensland and New South Wales? Do you think?
Yeah, I get what you mean. Look, New Zealand couldn't, just purely based on depth, New Zealand couldn't do origin, like in that context. Well, they could do something similar. In other words, like the All, you know how you have the, and this is something I've actually thought about and quite extensively, but you know how you have the All-Stars concept, right?
Ah, yes. Yep.
Indigenous All-Stars, Māori All-Stars, right?
Yes.
So what I think they should do is have an All-Stars game, but obviously of New Zealand eligible. So, for example, like your Sorensens, your Pongas, your Reece Walshes, as well as New Zealand-born players who get selected and can play an All-Star game, one-off game, for example, and annually in New Zealand, if that makes sense.
It does, and yes, I see the logic in that. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, because there's no way, the reality is New Zealand just won't have, you know, New Zealand don't fund their players in league mainly. It's through union, unfortunately, the other code.
Yeah.
But in saying that, though, that's probably a concept that could work, is an All-Stars concept, having the best players who are eligible and born in New Zealand play each other once a year. I think that could actually really go off, maybe during origin period or even post-NRL. But yeah, that's my thoughts on it.
You just touched on it again, of course, we've got the mighty All Blacks who represent New Zealand in union. It must work to have the Warriors and the All Blacks in there. Would having another team in New Zealand, what would that upset the relationship between league and union?
Yeah, look, I only say this from what I know. In other words, just my own understanding. So don't take this with a grain of salt, but I don't think league and union in New Zealand try to get along with each other.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, look, in my own personal opinion, I prefer that way. I cannot stand the other code, I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm a one-eyed leaguey. And anything that can disrupt union, in my opinion, anywhere in the world is an A-plus for me. So yeah, bring in this new Christchurch team, if it is to eventuate, would be good, because Christchurch, I'm not sure if you guys may or may not, but the Crusaders, right? A
yes.
very successful rugby union team.
Very.
I'm talking about success upon success virtually. Every decade they've won, much like the Bamba Storm to a degree. It's a union-heavy town, so to actually have a league team in a union-heavy town, that is seismic, in my opinion. So, again, it rattles the union base, but at the same time, it brings new eyes to rugby league in Christchurch. And not only just Christchurch, this is going to be a ripple effect. You've got Dunedin. You've got Invercargill, you know, you've got Oamaru, you've got other different places, areas, Ashburton, for example. Anyway, so I'm just naming different towns and provinces in the South Island.
Yep.
That this could actually trickle to and maybe even cause a bit of a stir. So I'm one for trouble when it comes to league and union. And the more trouble for union, the better for me and for the game of rugby league.
Right. Sounds good. Right. Well, anything else you would like to talk about in regard to rugby league?
No, Darren. I think this has been a pretty good, good epi. Yeah, nothing.
Okay. Well then. Well, now we've got to just remind everyone that we're leaving the studio here in Unley next week. We're heading to the Brew Boys Brewery, where they're hosting us for our Season 2 launch. They will be having our Rugby League quiz, where you can win a $50 voucher if you know your Rugby League facts. We've got live entertainment and all your favourite presenters. So head on down to the Brew Boys Brewery from 6 p.m. at 105-1 Regency Road, Croydon Park. And come a bit early, grab some food, and then kick back and with a bevy and listen to the recording of our Rampage League podcast.
What does beers and the Rampage League podcast have in common?
Glad you asked. To launch the second season of the Rampage League podcast, the crew at Osports Radio are launching the second season of the Rampage League podcast at the Brew Boys Brewery on Tuesday, the 26th of March from 6 p.m. Your favourite presenters, along with live entertainment and our favourite rugby league quiz, will be making a return with a $50 voucher from the Brew Boys Brewery. Rugby news, results, both NRL and South Australian rugby with special guests. 151 Regency Road, Croydon Park. Strictly an over 18 event.
And that draws our episode 3 to an end. Thank you very much for joining me, Holding the Ball. It's been great to chat with you.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me on. It was a great chat. Bring back the Rams.
Absolutely, definitely. My name's Darren, and I was joined by Holding the Ball, and this has been Ram League's podcast.
Go the Rams.
Adelaide to bring it out from their own line. And met by some very willing Auckland defence. And pushed back a couple of metres. Gerard Walters just goes from dummy half to pick up Darren Doherty. Doherty, 25 metres out from his own line.
As now the Adelaide Rams make their way out onto Marathon Stadium for the first time. They